Back inside Radio Row, Phoenix Convention Center, now joining us from the Green Bay Packers. Go, Pack, go! is Christian Watson, who had a tremendous rookie season. Christian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So I go back because I love stories when people persevere and they overcome some adversity early on, because you being the draft pick that you were, the importance of the receiver position, Davante Adams not being there, we all know what happened week one up against the Vikings. After that game, there was a lot of pressure on you and there was a lot of conversation. Is Rodgers not happy with the young wide receivers? How'd you fight through that? Because down the stretch, you went to a place where we all thought you could get to.
I think for me, it was mainly just, you know, focusing on myself, focusing on, building up the confidence in myself so that obviously, you know, I can, spread that to, you know, my teammates, spread that to 12 and the coaches. I really started working on myself at that point, obviously, you know, not having participated in training camp with, having had surgery on my knee before the season. Obviously I missed out on a lot of, opportunities to build that trust and build that confidence. For me, it was just kind of trying to find the consistency of being healthy, of being out there playing and getting those reps with 12. Because, obviously, there's that, bit of, starstruck-ness when you're playing, with a player of 12's caliber. And not having got those reps initially, outside of, the regular season is tough. I think the more that I got to, go out there and just, practice with him and get more reps with him, the bigger it was for me.
Let's say we're talking 5 years from now. Christian Watson will be what as an NFL wide receiver?
I think Christian Watson will be a household name, regarding the NFL. I think that, I have an understanding of the caliber of player that I'm able to be. I think the growth will continue to be seen, as I continue to play. I'm trying to be a top wide receiver in this league.
Right now, who do you think the best five wide receivers are in football?
I'm going to go with – that's a tough one. I'm going to throw myself in there because I know that the I know who I can become. I just got to, show everybody. I think the opportunity to show everybody will come here pretty soon. So I'm gonna start off with me. I'm going to go with Jay Jettas, Ja'Marr Chase. This is a tough one. I got two more.
Davante?
I got to go with Davante. And then probably Cooper Kupp.
No Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is a top five receiver. I'll say he's a top five receiver for sure. Just for the sake of me being on this interview and me wanting to put myself in there. Obviously there's going to be a few that's left out.
But I like that confidence because, like, if we did a question right now, who the top five wide receivers in the league, only being in the league for a year so far, people wouldn't say you. But I think really to be great, you got to have a certain mentality where when Hendon Hooker joined us yesterday, who's the best quarterback in the draft? Most people would say C.J. Stroud. Most people would say Bryce Young. I like that he said himself, because if you feel like you could be in that conversation – it shows that you have that belief to eventually get there one day.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's for sure. I think that, if you everybody knows, what their personal limits are and what they're truly able to do. I think that I obviously, see that in myself. And obviously, it'll, take time to kind of, cultivate and come together. I think in due time, the world will know as well.
How do you react to all this Rodgers stuff? Because this has been – now, offseason hasn't even officially started yet, and there's rumors flying around everywhere.
I just kind of put that in the back burner of my mind. Obviously, it's not something that I can control. It's not something that I have a say in. Just focus on myself, focus on, obviously, improving myself and working on my craft, and obviously, when that time comes and, we're into OTAs and minicamp and training camp, obviously, whoever's throwing the rock to me, it's out of my control. So we'll see.
Would it surprise you, though, if he got dealt this offseason?
If he what?
If Rodgers got traded this offseason, would it surprise you?
It would, honestly, just because, obviously, having known the legacy that he's had with Green Bay and kind of seeing his love and his passion for being in Green Bay over the years. It would surprise me just because, obviously it's where he started, it's where he's been. But like I said, it's I can't do anything about it, and there's always you know, higher ups and you know, someone pulling strings. So we'll see.
Jordan Love, what can he bring to the football team if he was the starter next year?
I think that we've you know, seen flashes, you know, when he's gotten an opportunity of what he's capable of doing. You know, obviously I think that he has a strong arm. I think that he's a very smart quarterback. I mean, he's learned from 12, so you know, I think that we see a little bit of you know, that knowledge of the game kind of passed down to Jordan as well. And you know, I think that, you know, regardless of his amount of reps that he's played, we still see a confidence in him, you know, that he has that confidence to be you know, that guy at quarterback. So, you know, I have, you know, faith in 10. I have faith in 12. So just let whatever happens fall in place.
All right, we got through the Rodgers part of this conversation, which I know everyone's talking to you about it. It's the big story, so I'm sure you understand. The Christian Watson here with us. Your favorite moment from this year as a rookie that you'll take with you forever was what?
I mean, I think it would definitely have to be the entirety of the Dallas game. You know, obviously, you know, you've heard 12 say it in interviews. It was kind of like a, you know, weight was lifted off my shoulders. You know, I definitely think that that game was huge for, you know, just my confidence in myself and getting that confidence from everybody else and, you know, proving the world, you know, who I am as a receiver and, you know, proving what I'm capable of doing. And just kind of, you know, lighting that spark and showing that flash. I think that game was huge for me in terms of just my confidence and being able to prove who I am.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be doing?
I'd be an Olympian right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'd be running track for sure, track and field.
Gold medals?
That's a dream. that would be the dream.
Do you think you could be an Olympian and also go be elite wide receiver in the NFL? Think about that?
No, I mean, I haven't tried to think about it too much just because, you know, I mean, playing at the highest possible level in two sports would be pretty tough. You know, I think there would definitely have to be sacrifices in some areas on either end. So, you know, I haven't obviously put in thought. I didn't even get to do track in college either. So it's been a while since I've done that. But, I mean, if I was doing one or the other, I think I would be, you know, elite in either or. Obviously, you know, football being my number one passion. Obviously, that's why I'm playing football. But, yeah, no, I mean, it would be cool to do both. I just think that you wouldn't be able to be the caliber of athlete at both of them that you would be if you obviously focused on just one.
Are you a big sports fan outside of football?
I am.
Yeah. I am. The reason I ask you that because last night I was out for dinner and the table over to us was Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right when the Kevin Durant news came down. And it was just so interesting for me because, you know, I see it on my phone. I react. I'm like, oh, my God. Kevin Durant just got traded to the Suns. And you look over, it's like, oh, Micah Parsons is a regular human being as well.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I can't believe Kevin Durant just got traded to the Phoenix Suns. Like, when you see something like that last night, just what goes through your mind?
I mean, it's crazy. I don't, you know, follow basketball too much. You know, I do obviously, you know, when big games are around or, you know, obviously, you know, LeBron mm-hmm. achieving, you know, what he achieved the other day. And, you know, obviously that stuff is amazing to see. But, I mean, it's definitely crazy to, you know, obviously still see the big news. You know, I think that the trade deadline for the NBA was crazy. I think there was a lot of, you know, unexpected, you know, things obviously happening with that. You know, I mean, like you said, you know, we're just regular people. I mean, stuff, you know, hits us the same way that it, you know, hits everyone else, you know, especially when it has to do with other sports.
Christian Watson, before we let you run, so there's a lot made about Rodgers' relationship with the younger receivers on the team. Like Romeo Doubs was on Maggie and Perloff, which airs here on CBS Sports Radio, and said he's never hung out with Rodgers outside of the facility. Like, is that a big deal? Like, have you ever hung out with Rodgers outside the facility?
Yeah, no. I mean, I actually saw the secondary interview with 12 after all of that stuff was going on, and he kind of talked about all of the events that he goes to, you know, when we hold, like, the player events outside of the stuff. And you know, I went to all of those as well, so obviously I got to spend time with him at those events, and there was quite a few of them outside the facility, and I got to, you know, obviously, you know, see, you know, how he was outside the facility. And, you know, I thought that I got to, you know, learn about him as a person and not just, you know, a football player quite a bit, actually. You know, I think that, you know, going to those things and, you know, seeing him outside of football definitely, you know, helped the relationship grow a little bit more as well. And, I mean, it's always just crazy, too, because you see someone, you know, like Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, you wouldn't really be able to, you know, kind of understand how he would, you know, be outside of football. But, I mean, obviously, you know, he's just a regular guy, too. You know, obviously, you know, laugh, you know, telling stories, telling jokes. And I think he's fun to be around.
We're on in four stations in Wisconsin. We're on a bunch of stations nationwide. But to those Packers fans that are listening, what's your message to them right now?
We're coming back in 2023. We're going for it all.
Super Bowl.
Yes,
you think this team, regardless who's playing quarterback, Rodgers or Love next year, could be in the Super Bowl next year?
That's the goal, yes, sir.
You sell me on why that could happen.
I mean, I think that we saw flashes of it this year. You know, I think that we just have to come together. And, you know, I think if everyone, you know, goes into offseason with the correct mindset and grows a little bit more and you know, what they think that they need to grow in, and, you know, we find some more consistency next year, I think that, you know, we're a team that could be dominant.
I know that everyone was telling me you're doing some charity work recently. What do you got going on?
Today, actually, I'm doing a Twitch Rivals Fortnite tournament.
Oh, wow.
And the prize pool there will be donated to a charity of me and my partner's choice. Haven't decided on exactly which charity it is yet, but it's a pretty big prize pool, so it'll be really cool to be able to do that. And then tomorrow night as well, going out and doing a Nike youth camp. You know, just obviously helping the kids around here, just running through some football drills, teach them a couple things.
Is that surreal to you now? Because, like, you grew up, okay, I want to be a football player. Now people come up to you and they're like, Mr. Watson, can I get a picture? Mr. Watson, can I get your autograph? I always feel it's weird when people say Mr. Watson or, like, Mr. Gelb or something like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's –
because, like, you're a young guy, I'm a young guy. It's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You know, obviously having been in their shoes at some point, you know, looking up to the guys who are doing what I'm doing now, it's crazy. But I mean, it's exactly, you know, what I've dreamed of doing and what I've wanted to achieve. So I just, you know, obviously, you know, seeing it come to fruition is just really exciting for me.
Who wins the game on Sunday?
I mean, I don't have a team I'm rooting for or anything, but you know, I think I'd like to stay in the NFC and just go with the Eagles.
All righty, Christian Watson, appreciate you coming on throughout the season. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Yep, no, of course. Thank you.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.